and daf ein dalet amit beis let us again start the gemara four lines before the line start getting wide iboy lehu ma liftais beben pekua a person has a seh that's a ben pekua that they shechted the mother is this seh kosher to be paid the achamayot. Let us see what Rashi says. Livda is petach hamer. Bepen bekue. Bese ben hei chai. Like this, the shir ibor of Abay Medake is hei chadoshe. Animza bebheimo shenishchato. So this is a din. So Nav Emerson. Bepochis mi shavye kemi boile. The Rashi says that Aloch is by Pidyon Petach HaMoyer. There are two ways found him how to be paid at Petach HaMoyer. To be paid at Petach HaMoyer by giving the Koyin the Shavius of the Petach HaMoyer. And in such a case, there is no necessity to give a set. You can give anything. You can give Shalki, you can give the cooked vegetables. As long as there's the Shavius of the Chamer, it's sufficient. But there's a Chiddush that you can be paid with a Seh, and there the Seh, although it's worth less than the Petach Chamer, could also be paid. So now the Shail of our Gemara is, if we have a Seh that is a Ben Pekue, is this kosher for Pidyon? So the Gemara elaborates. According to Rameya, we're talking about a ben hei chai, so it was called loy chadosha. According to Rameya, the shchita sa'im is not at all matter the uber. It needs shchita if you want to eat it. So mehechi teisi, it shouldn't be good. That even the omar ton shchita. Rameya holds that you need a new shchita to be matarit bachile. Se ma'oyo. So it's a posha to say. And what's wrong with this say? So there's no shaila according to Rameya that you can think of be paide with such a say. Kiti boiloch al ribe da rabono. The omri shchitas imoy metarosa. According to the rabono, even though it's a ben heichai, it's called a lechadosho. Afal Pikain, the Rabbonon hold that the Shchita Sa'im is Machsheret. Is my, so according to Rabbonon, we can clear a Shaila. Kiven the Omri Shchita's Imoy Meta'arosa is Kibisra Bedikulahu. So it's equivalent to Bosor in a pot. That means it's Geshochten already. It doesn't have a shame set. It has a shame Bosor. No, you can't. The bosa can only be paid the bishavyoy. By dume, given the roit va'ozo, the roit va'ozo is sekerinebe. Lamaise, you'll call it a piece of meat. It's running around. So lamaise, salachaira, what is the shaila of the Gemara? Lachaira, do you look at the metzias? The mitzvah is a set, not a piece of meat. Or do you look at the halachas? And halacha is a din of a piece of meat. It's a piece of meat already. So lagavi, that we will pay the petach amel with a set. Does it have to have a set? Does it have to have a shame set of mitzvahs? And that's sufficient. So this is a set of mitzvahs. It's also beroit, also beros. Roit Vazel, Roit Vyasi. But maybe no, it has to have Hilchese, and in Alochit, it's a geshochten animal already. So in Alochit, it's a piece of meat. Mazutra Omar ain't poidim. Bravashi Omar poidim. So here, that was the Shaila. Now we have Mazutra said ain't poidim. Bravashi Omar poidim. Omalei Ravashi lemazutre mai daitoch. Why do you say ein poidim? The gomres seh mipsochem. It says, Seh by Pidyon Petach Hamoed. It says, Seh by a Korban Pesach. And just like over there, a Ben Pekua is not good, so here also a Ben Pekua is not good. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Kibisro bedikulahu, usnam bepchayre sem poidin beshchuta. Geschachtene say, you can't be paid with. So he told him, my time, the Gomar says, Sam Ipsochim, who Pesach, the Ben Peku Apostle, the Kaimalon, the Kochim, Kiyivole, Prat, Leyetze Leifen. So now this is a very interesting Gemara. I mean, L'chayre, the Gemara Cloud, Alom de Shishayla, you go Bosa the Metzias, you go Bosa the Halacha. So, Mazutra said, Ein Poidim. Chavashi says, but you hold Ein Poidim, because you learn how, Seh Seh Mipsochim, and by a Korban Pesach, there's a Psula V'yaytse Daifen. Koranai is after, there's a Psula V'yaytse Daifen. Ki Yivole, Prat L'yaytse Daifen. So we have all the gzeiras dika alochis, which apply by a Korban Pesach, we have by a seh. Siz geske makashe. If that's the case, ima loholom zocho tomim, si shenir a zocho, a pidyin petacham, it should be a tomim, it shouldn't be a balmum, u ben shone, afkan zocho tomim, u ben shone, u ben shone. So the Ramban explains, I mean, well, what's the kash? He cleared a shayla. There were two stodim to the shayla, so he held that it's ain't poidim, it's boss of the dikulas. What's you learn out the xayla shavis, so why don't you need a zachatomim and a benchonim? So the Ramban seems to say that in the Shaila Be'etzim that the Gemara was Choker, you go Bosa the Metzias, you go Bosa the Aloche, Vazicha Mestava, in Svari Yazicha go Bosa the Metzias. I mean, it is a Aloche of Geshachten Eseh, fine. I mean, that's halachas, but you won't call it a set, because it's a set. The Gemara said these two tzadim of a mistava zicher that you go boss of the metzias. And now Mazutra said with the hechlet, ain't poided. So it can't be because he holds for zicher that you go boss of the halacha. It's not mistava. So Mestava, Marzutre is being passing the Sev, Bipidyim Petach Hamoed, for another reason, not because of this. I mean, because it's a Gzeirah Shavuot. There's a Shavuot Seh. And we learn out that just like, so whatever is possible by a Sev, a Korban Pesach, is possible by a Sev, for Pidyim Petach Hamoed. And it'll come out of Ben Pekuah is puzzle. Let's not be done. That's the problem of Ben Pekuah. But every Ben Pekuah is a Yetzi Doifin. It's not born Derech Leide. It's after the mother. So it's not born Derech Leide. So Memele, so just like a Ben Pekuah is puzzle for Korban Pesach, so it should be puzzle here also. I learned out, says that. So yes, them. So now you're telling me that a seh haroi lepidyon has all hilchis seh of a Korban Pesach. So if that is the case, so there should be a multitude of other halachas. It should be a zochel tomim, a ben shoneh. That was the kasha. So the Ramban says, but before we'll answer the kasha, So now Mazutra is saying for a double, Mazutra is saying it's possible because by a seh of a pidyon petach hamoed, a yetzi daifen is possible. So besides what it shot in the Gemara before, the Gemara says, according to Rameya, no Shaila, I said Zicha Kosha, because it's a semi-alyu and each chita, Zicha no Shaila. Now, according to Rabbana, we have a Shaila, the Gobos of the Lomdish, Gobos of the Matzias. And then all of a sudden, he says, I have a Zeh Rishavit. And just like a seva called Pesach, and then Pekuah will be possible because it's a Yaitse Daifen, so he'll also be possible. So come out according to Rameya, it'll also be possible. So how does the Shtim with the Gemara before? So the Ramban answers, in Chanami, it doesn't Shtim. Before the Gemara didn't know about the Gzeira Shavit. The Gemara only clear the Lomdash Shaila. Since it has a hilchis shachot, so does it have a din baso, since metzias it has a, that was the whole shaila that the Gemara had. And if that is the shaila, so then there's no shaila according to Ramei, because it's not a shachot, because the shchitas does not help by a ben heichai, because it's a behemoth b'fnei atzma. The mazutza came in taka with a new mahalach. Mazutza came in, I'm not going into your shaila perhaps, you're 100% right, and Lomdus, you don't look at it as a hilchis shocha to give it a shame boss. It's right vahazu, right vahasi. But, there's an upsu, there's a psu you learn out, seh, that the seh of opinion petach amech is seh, hilchis of kolben pesach. Zainach anami, according to Ramei, it'll also be possible, that's what the Rabbat says. Mazuta was machadish, a new mahalach, in the Shaila, and Taka not totally in your Hakira, no be Taka possible, I feel according to Ramei. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara asked him, if you're telling me that the Gzei Rishova tells me that the Seh, Pidyim Petach HaMoyer has to have all Hilchas of a Seh, a Kolben Pesach, so there's a whole bunch of other Halachas, not only Yaitzadoifen, it should be a Benchon, it should be a Zohar, it should be a Tomim. So the Gemara says, Tivta Tivta Ribut. That's true, there's a Gzeira Shavit, but there's Ribuyim also, Tivta, so it says a few times Tivta to tell us that you could be paid with a Seh that is not similar to a Kolben Pesach. Frag the Gemara, Tifte tifte riba, oh, she say ribuyim. So now the seh of pidyon petach hamoyer does not have to be similar to a seh of a kolben pesach. So fill a kol milinami. So we're back where we started from. So let us be marbe a ben tekuah also. So the Gemara says, im kein seh seh mayahaniloch. We have both a gzeri shove. So we have a gzeri shove, we have a ribuyim. So that's the pshara. From the Gzei Rishava we learn out that a Ben Tku is possible. And from the Ribe we learn out that the other lachas don't apply. Now let us see Rashi. Kol mili, if you have a riboy, should be a kegoin Ben Tku, yamarbe, doesn't have to be daime, so Ben Tku should also be kosher. Ma yahani lay, umistavre, Tahai memayet the chibisre bedikulo. So you memayet afka ben tekuwe, the chibisre bedikulo. Chimarbi, balmum, onikeve komarbi. Now, all of a sudden Rashi now says, now pshat na marzutre. Before the Gemara understood the marzutre, that the Talmud you learn out that, that a ben tekuah is possible by pidyon petach hamoyer because a yaitzei daifen is possible by pesach, so it's possible by pidyon petach hamoyer. And then the Gemara is takasha, so she need all halachas. And the Gemara says, no, it's a riboy and there's a miyot. So now, after the miyot, so all of a sudden Rashi says, Mistavre the Haimamai, the Chebischa Bidikulo. The meat is because of Bischa Bidikulo. So, so that, first of all, it's only according to the Rabbono, it's not according to Rameya. And how does Bischa B'dikula come in all of a sudden? I mean, the Gemara said, the Gemara wanted to learn at the Psul of B'Yatsi'at Sidaifim. Now the Gemara says, it's possible of Bischa B'dikula. So there's a Chedushi HaRan. The Ran seems to say as follows. The Ran says, that in the Havamin of the Gemara understood part Pshat in Mazutre, the Mazutre is saying that the Seh of Petach HaMoyer has to have Hilchis, the Hilchis of Seh of a Kolben Pesach. They have to have the same Halachis, the Gnei Shovit. So Mamela, just like by the Seh of a Kolben Pesach, which Yomat is a din, Shere Yiseki Yivolei, so there's a din in a Kolben that has to be born a Yetzei Daifin is possible. So Mamela, who a din the Seh of a Kolben Pesach? The set of a pidyon Petach HaMoyer. So the Gemara says, if you're telling me that it needs Hilchis Kolben Pesach, it means even though this is a set of Chulin, but there's a Xeris Akosav, you need Hilchis Kolben Pesach. So you should need all other halachas, you should need Zocher, Tomim, Ben Shana. So the Gemara says, no, there's a Ribuy, you don't need Hilchis Kolben Pesach. So what do you need? But there's a fault in Xeris Shabbat. So the Ran explains, the Chedush Ran explains as follows. That means, if it's not a Zocho, if it's not a Tomim, it's still called a Seh. It's a Seh, but by Kolben Pesach, you need a Zocho. That's Hilchas Kolben Pesach. You need a Tomim. These are Hilchas Kolben Pesach. And that I have Tivta, Tifta Riboy, that you don't need Hilchis Kolben Pesach by a Seh Pidyon Petach HaMoyer. You don't need Hilchis Kolben Pesach. That's the Gemara's status. So why are you Mamayit? So Mamela, if that is the time, if you don't need Hilchis Kolben Pesach, so there's no Psul of Yetzi Daifin. Yetzi Daifin is also Hilchis Kolben Pesach. Yibolait. It has to be come on this world to chleider, not a yaitzei daif. This is all Hilchis Kolben Pesach, and that I have tivte that you don't need Hilchis Kolben Pesach by a seh of pidyon Petach HaMoyer. But that what a ben pekuah is possible by Kolben Pesach. This is not some as a Hilchis Kolben Pesach. This is. It's not called a set. It's not called a set. The alibi, the rabbonon, the omri, ein ton, shchite, keman, the monach, bedikule. The chesorin of ben pekua by Kolben Pesach is not a chesorin, this is Hilchis Kolben Pesach. The chesorin of ben pekua by a Kolben Pesach is chesorin of Hashem, said because it's man, the monach, bedikule. It's meat. It's not. That's why it's possible for a Kolben Pesach. So the Gzeira Shove is that what is not called a Seh by Kolben Pesach is not called a Seh by Pidyon Petach HaMoyer. That means the all the other halachas, it's not a chesorin in the shame Seh. It's called a Seh, but it's Hilchas Kolben. That it has to be a Zocher, a Tomim, it can't be a Yetzi Doifen. That's Hilchas Kolben, but they're called a Seh. That would have been Pekue is possible by Kolben Pesach. That's because it doesn't have a shame set. And that's the Gzeira Shove. Whatever doesn't have a shame set by Kolben Pesach doesn't have a shame set by Pidyon Petach HaMoyer. That's what the Ramban, what the Ran seems to say. And according to this Mahalach, so it comes out now with Chayzer again. That means, so the whole Psul is only according to the Rabbon, not according to Rab Meir. According to Rab Meir, that holds that a ben hey chai is torn shchita, so it's not bischa b'dikula, so it can be kosher. The Gemara falls off. I hear a shikul ha'oreh. Fine. Now the Ran is magdir that there's two in yonim. There's Hilchis Kolben Pesach and then the shame set. The reason why a ben pekuah is possible by Kolben Pesach doesn't have a shame set,
Das nehm ich ihm sess am Amele. This we do learn now. Gzeire Shove, sess am I Mahanile.
So I wondered, who was the one that was Megala, that by a Kolben Pesach, doesn't have a shame say. I mean, that was the Shaila na Gemara. Doesn't have a shame say. Doesn't have a shame say. Do you say it's right? Biozel has a shame say. Do you say since it ended in Shochet, it's called Bas? That was the Shaila. So all of a sudden, we bring a Gzeira Shove from Kolben Pesach. Now, who was Machia by Kolben Pesach that it doesn't have a shame say? How are you learning out from Kolben Pesach? We're not learning out Hilchus Kolben. We're learning out just like that doesn't have a shame say, so here also doesn't have a shame say. So I thought, perhaps we could say as follows. I don't know if this is Gansen Emes, but maybe it's Korob Lemes. With the Gemara in Baba Kame, that Tzadik Vavam at Beis, Kufavam at Beis, there's a raya from the Gemara. Let's not go into what the sugya is speaking about, but the Cheshek Shloime is medayik like this from the Gemara, that if a person will steal a seh, a ben pekua, he's chayiv, a seh or a sher ben pekua, he's chayiv baladay. It's mucha from the Gemara, that it's called a sher b'seh. It's a raya from the Gemara. So lechayre is kan shayla ben. That's who says that's a shayla b'seh. Maybe it's possible b'dikula. Maybe it's all of you have to steal a shayla b'seh. Who says that's called a shayla b'seh? So vayis dechayis. When it comes to midi dechulin, I mean, you zicha look at the metzias like the Ramban that said it's zicha mestava. You look at the right vase, in Lomdis, it's called Geschachten. But that means it's not a set. I mean, it's a set. It's a live set. It's a live and kicking. It's zicher called a set. And Allah is the din of Geschachten. That zicher will not be mafia the shame set. So when it comes binyone chulin, samazoy, binodum lachabeira, beget, it's zicher as a shame set. There's no shaila about it. Here, the Gemara had a shayla. Maybe you do rechen with the halachas. Maybe you don't rechen with the halachas. This is already, it's also the says chulin etzel koyin, but you play the hegdish with it. Maybe here the halachas can be megareya. Maybe not. The Gemara held by a koven yizicha rechen with the halachas. That means if in halacha it has a din of visra medikula, so the Gemara held in hilchis korbanis or zicha b'ma'akev. That the Gemara held, and that's the seser, that's the gzeira shavu seser. So it could be that is pshat according to Rashi. That lafia emes, we assume for a davar poshet by korbanis, there is a psul of bisra b'dikula, because in korbanis, you not only know the way the metzias is, you look at the halachas, and if in the halacha it has a shame bisra b'dikula, so it's zich apostle l'kobim. So memele, so now the seser will be megala that by pidya petach hamoyer will also be possible. Could be this is pshat and rashi. Let us see Taisvitz. The Gomar says mi Pesach. Perish pekontris, the Pesach posel, Mishim Yaitzi Daisen. That's what Rashi says. That was in the beginning. In the beginning we understood that that's the psul. Just like there's a psul Yaitzi Daisen. So, before the Gemara says, it should be all psul they call. The Yem Shalom Akein, Dim Kein La Rameyeh Heich Poidim Boi, the Omalel, the Liba the Rameyeh, So that was the Ramban's kasha. So the Ramban taka said, according to Rashi, the Gemara was chayzer now. After Mazutra was machadish, there's a psanu lima of sese, in a chanami. But taka posel of full according to Rameir also. But Taisa didn't like that. Hello, mifsel mitam shchute, the impoidim bishchute, kidam bepei kama de prayer. So Taisa says the psul is because it's geshochten. And a geschochtene se is possible la hakrove by a korban Pesach, because if the Maram says, if the shechted l'shem Pesach, if the shechted l'shem Pesach, so memele, that's the chesoron by se. Halachic study by stays. But the dike mahus from the korban Pesach has to be geschochten l'shem Pesach. The bring down a brisker of him b'chayres. Brisker, there's a gemara later in daf ayin hay. The gemara says daf ayin hay. Fulu according to the chachamim, that's a rachel and pshan the gemara. Fulu according to the chachamim that the shchitas aim is matter. You can make again a shchita on the vlad. If for some reason the shchita didn't help, you can make a shchita on the vlad. Dalet simonim ach shebei rachmonim. So Briskerov wants to say, that's a say, and if I'm hey, say from a dalet. So the Briskerov wants to say that Rashi did not want to say like Taisvis, because Rashi held the chesoron of shchute is not applicable by a ben pekua. A shchute you can't shecht again. The chesoron of shchute was because it wasn't geshocht l'shem Pesach. But Ben Piku, you could shecht again l'shem Pesach. So that's why Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos. Zok the Gemara weiter. Yiboylu, ma'o limnois po'i rishen v'shen. The Gemara klaus ha'shayla. By a Ben Tess, what'll be the din? Let's see what Rashi says. Iboilu nitma behema shchute. Let's say a sheretz touched the aim. Mau limnoiso rishen. We'll say that the aim is a rishen letume. Uben teschai shebebitno sheini. And the ben teschai is a sheini letume. So that's the shaila. Iboilu mau limnoiso by rishen vesheini. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar Moinim by Rishain Vishain. That means Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Ben Teschai, even though the Shchita of the aim helps to be matter, but the Emerson, now it's too goofing. The Trei goofing inu. It's too goofing. So Memele, so for Sheretz touch the aim, so the aim is like a Rishain Latume, but the Uber will become a Shaini Latume. That's Rabbi Yechanan holds. Rabbi Shimon Malachi Shomer, "Ein meinim by rishin b'sheini." We're not meinim rishin b'sheini. Nase ke egois amiskashkesh b'kli posay. That means the uber that's inside the aim is like an egois that's inside a klipe. So you touch the klipe. So napshat is that the klipe is a shomer to the egoids, and a shomer is maybe a satume. So we consider ki'ilu, if a sheretz touched the klipe, ki'ilu the sheretz touched the egoids. So who adin Reish Lakish holds that the aim is a shomer on the uber, the geshach name is a shomer on the uber, so when the sheretz touches the aim, is ki'ilu noga be uber. It's an ego is bikli posa. What does Rashi say? Meinim de treigufinino. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's treigufin. Reish Lakish holds ein meinim. Ele iunami avarishay. The nase ke ego is amiskashke is bikli posa. Sha behemer shomer shaloi. The behemer is a shomer to the uber. We're talking about a live uber. The behemer is like a shomer. So memele, so the uber will become a rishon l'tume. That's machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Eisvei Rav Shimon ben Lakish l'Rabbi Yochanan. We learned in the Mishnah that if Oitzi, the Reish, and the Reish was speaking about a ben ches chai.
ben chesmeis or ben tesmeis. So, it's machlekes, the mayor and the chachamim, if hoitzi or uber es yodoi, and then, beshechte the aim. So, what is the din with the uber? So, Rameh hold aboso maganeveile, since the yad is a din of an eve minachai, shchite oise nipu, so we consider that the shchite does not help on the yad. We consider it was neifel lifnei hashchite. So the yad is an eve minachai. So haboso maganeveile. So the uber is tummy, since it's attached to the yad. Agebeisastorim or bishas prisha. So the boso ha-uber is a maganeveile. Divrei rameya. Chomim oimrim maget chayfe shchute. Chomim hold the yad as named in neveile. But regabi tare the shchita helps me metare the yad. So it's a maga trei feshute, it helps. It's only metame mit der Rabbon and kochim. It's not a nevela because the ein shrita is a nipple, so the shrita is metaya, the eva al kaponim from Tumas nevela. Zot reish lokish, bish loimel edidi, da amina chad gufo. So Yisoki says, according to me, I hold that the Uber and the behemoth are all one. Ke'ege is beklipasa. So there's another kasha. There's a kasha. How did the psar ha'uber become huchsha lekabel tume? Where's the heksha? So haynu this kasha bedoma de'ime. It became muchsha to the dam of the yain. That means when you shechted the aim. So the dam ha'aim is makshel the aim, and since the aim and the uber are one entity, so the heksher helps for the uber also. So it's very good. But according to you, you hold that what? That meinim b'rishim b'shein, you hold that the uber is not the same entity as the aim. It's a different entity. And therefore, the uber is asheni, is b'may is kasha. So how was it mekabel tumen? Amalei b'shchite was mekabel tumen b'shchite uche Rab Shimon. As Rab Shimon holds that shchite is metayel, is machshir. There's a shchitas Rab Shimon we heard before. Rab Shimon holds that dam is grad, not machshir. We heard before Rab Shimon. Only shchita is machshel. Shchita is machshel, that means that the ma'aser shchita, just like it's a matter on the bosel, so gives it a shame oichel to be considered muchshel lekabel tumen. So memele, so Rabbi Yochanan said that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon. So memele, so even though they're two entities, but the uber also became geshochten. Ayidei shchita saim, so shchita is machshel. That's why the uber became muchshel lekabel tumen. Let us see Rashi. Aboso maganeveile, bosaro uber shimachuber laiver hayotze. So shlokish and bishloim, according to me, bedoma deime, bekimin sho uchshel beis hashchita bedam. Since the base hashchita became uchshel bedam, so the uber also became uchshel. It's one entity. It's one goof. But according to you, that the two goofim b'mayis kasher b'sar ha'uber she kabel tumim ha'eber. There's no hechsher. He says b'shchita kibun shunita b'shchita uchshel bo letume. Rav Shimon doma shchita machsheres v'loidam b'peirik beis. There's a marsha here. The marsha says he's ma'ira. The Gemara klar the shaila. Are you mining by rishain Vishaini. Well, no, it's a cold one. And Rashi said, when Rashi said the Shaila, Ubentes Chai Shebebitno Sheini. Rashi said that it's speaking about a Bentes Chai. So one could say that a Bentes Chai is like an entity Bifnei Atzma. It's like a Chai. It's like a Chai. And Kat Rameya holds that the Shrita saying Bechlau does not for Bentes Chai. Chumim hold that a Bentes Chai forget the Shrita saying does help. But Al Kaponim, we can consider it's a different entity. But what about a Ben Ches Chai? A Ben Ches Chai, which Ramey is also made that the Shrita Seim is Marsha. The Shrita Seim is Marsha. So then it could be Rabbi Yochanan is also made that it's one entity. He says, one could say, and from the Lashon of Rashi it would seem like that. Because when Rashi said the Shaila, Ben Tes Chai Shebebitno Sheini, we're talking about a Ben Tes Chai, that's what Rashi said. The Gemara brings a Raya from the Mishnah. Now the Marsha says the Raya from the Mishnah is from Rameya, not from the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it has a din of a Treifa Shchute, which is only Metame Kochim. So the very interesting Marsha says if it's Metame Kochim, so it could be it's Bechlal not Shver, how did it become Mukhshir? It seems the Marsha learned that it's Metame the Uber that was Kodesh. So it could be the Uber is Mekabel Tuma al Chibes HaKodesh Makhshir. There's a din that you don't need Hechshir by Kodesh. Chibes HaKodesh Makhshir. You don't need Hechshir Mayim. So Al Kochach, the Rai is from Rameya, the Marsha says. Rameya says it's Magen Avela. No, according to Rameya, we're speaking about a Ben Ches Chai. Va'af al Pikein, the Gemara asks Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan. So it's like the Marsha, so what's the Akasha and Rabbi Yochanan? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is only speaking about a Ben Tes Chai. A Ben Tes Chai is an entity, could be there, it's an entity Bifnei Atzmai. So there he said, Moinim Rishen Vesheini. The Mishnah is speaking about a Ben Ches Chai. A Ben Ches could be it's called one. So the Marsha, so we see from the Gemara that there's no difference. But a Ben Ches Chai also, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Moinim by Rishon V'Sheini, and that was the Kasha of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan had to say that the Chamei holds like Rabbi Shimon that Shchit is Marsha. So it's like a very interesting by Rashi in the beginning of the sugya. Rashi said, Ben Tes Chai Shebebitno Sheini. Maybe Rashi wanted to say, L'Revuse de Reish Lakish. But I feel like Ben Tes Chai also has a din like an egoist. A miskashkish beklipos. But who a din, Ben, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu a Ben Ches Chai also is Moinim by Rishen Vishen. Zok the Gemara weiter. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So Reish Lakish says that the one and the Ben Bekua becomes Hursha B'Shchita Seim. That's how Reish Lakish said. The dam of the Shchita Seim. Yes, we learned over Bano, but we heard by Ben Pekuit, that was over Bano, Muksha. So it got wet, so it becomes Muksha. Holach v'beis ha'kvoreis nitmo. So this is speaking about a Ben Pekuit. So it says that it will be mekabel tumor from a beis ha'kvoreis after it's over Bano. So the over Bano is machsherit. And even though it's a live behemoth, but it has a din oichel vaistois, and it's kabel hechsher, and then it'll be mekabel tumah from a beis hakvoreis. So the Gemara says like this: Bishloime. So Rabbi Yochanan says like this: Bishloime ledidi damine trei gufininu. I hold that it's two gufim mishum ochi hukshareim lehukshaloi. That's why you need hechsher. God, the Mishnah. I said it's going according to Rab Shimon. Fine. But Kapanim, you said the Mishnah is Muksha from the Dam. I said the Mishnah is going according to Rapshim. But here we have another Nahaloche that it wasn't Muksha from the Shita Sahim, and it was Muksha only through Ava Bano. So Memela, so Bishlam, Di Damina Trei Gufin, Inu, I hold it's Trei Gufin. Is Mishim Hochi Ukshareim Le Ukshaloi, so it's very good you need Hechsher, because it's Taka to Gufim, and the Dam Shchita is not Machsher the Uber. So Memela, you need a Hechsher of Ava Bano. Elo Le Di Doch the Omret Chad Gufa, who you say it's one Guf, who is Kasher Bedome the Ime. So is this Kasher Bedome the Ime, so why do you need Ava Bano? Rashi, Ava Bano, Ben Teschai, Shenimtso Bishchute, the Godel. And then it grew up, and now it's Ava Bano. So it's a Kash and Rish Lokish. So the Gemara answers, Bishchite Yeveshto, the Loike Rab Shimon. It's speaking about a Shchite Yeveshto, that there was no Dam Bishash Shchite, who the Loike Rab Shimon. So that means the mother was never Hukshar. No, the mother was never Hukshar, and we don't know like Rav Shimon. So you need Ava Bano. Bishchita Yebeishte, Askinon, Shloyota Mimeno Dam. Sha'af Imoi Loi Hukshara, So that's what I understand according to Reish Lakish, that speaking about the Nekim, the Shchita Yeveshta, and he does not like Rav Shimon. Now the Gemara says further, Man Tane Over Bano Hufsha, Holach Lebeis HaKvoris Nitmo, Omar Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So Rashi says, Mantana, what do we see over here in this paraisa? The metamalei afal pi shehu chai. That means, lemaise, noch alle maises, it's a moiradike chiddish, that you have a live animal, that's mekabel tume. Lomdes is geschochten, but lemaise is a live animal. The sword to say a dover chai is not mekabel tume. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi Aglili. It's going according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Sanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, Eimer Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Metamei Tumas Oichlen, Betzorich Echsha. Rabbi Yosi Aglili said that a ben pekue is, even though it's alive, it's Metamei Tumas Oichlen, Betzorich Echsha, and you need Echsha in order for it to be mekabel tume. Chomim oimrim, einei metame tumes oichlim, mitnei shehu chai. They hold a ben pekuwe spachlana mekame tumes oichlim. Vachol shehu chai, einei metame tumes oichlim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, who is the Tana that holds that a live animal can be mekabel tume? Rabbi Yosi Aglili. He said, "Metame tumes oichlim ben pekue vafilu chai im noga betumet mekabel tumet betzorich hechsher, and it needs hechsher. The trei gufin inu, because it's trei gufin." Betzorich hechsher the trei gufin inu. Alma l'Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Metame mechayim, it's mekabel tume mechayim, even though it's alive. That's the tana. Ucherabon and the masnisin loyukme. He couldn't say that it's going according to the rabbonin of the Mishnah that hold that the shchita se'aim helps for the uber afilabai bentes. It's geschochten because of Rabbi Yochanan. Afilu Rabbonon, Afilu Rabbonon,
סובר רבי יוחנן, רבי יוחנן אז אפילו לרבונן דפליגיית רבי יוסי הגלילי בתומה, די הודת נעמקה בתומה, די אוסו תביר לי כרבונן דמתניסים בשחית, די אוסו הודת סגשוחתן, ולהוכי לא ימתאמץ נעמקה בתומה, בני שהוא חי, ולאב בפלוקת דרמיה ורבונן דמתניסים כמפלגי, סרשי סז, דיס מחלוקת רבי יוסי הגלילי, אין דחחומם, If a ben pekua is mekabel tume, is not the same achlokes that Meir and the Chachomim, if the shchita same helps for a ben teschai. No, everyone knows that shchita same helps for a ben teschai, but for pekin, the Chachomim hold a chai, even though it's in Lomdus it's geschossen, but since the Messias is a chai, it's not mekabel tume. So Rabbi Yosef Glili is the one that holds that a chai can be mekabel tume. ואז זה רבי יוחנן לתיימן. ואומר רבי יוחנן, רבי יוסי הגלילי ובי שמאי אמרו דבר אחד. ורבי יוסי גלילי הולד like בי שמאי. רבי יוסי גלילי עוד אמורם. He holds even though it's a chai, מקבל תומה. בי שמאי, לפנן דודים מימוסי מקבלים תומה. בי שמאי אומרים מישי יצוד. בי שמאי הולד that when you trap a dog does no din shchita, so when it's trapped in its muchon lechel, it's not dead yet, it's far from dead, but it's muchon lechel, you don't need anything else to eat it, so Beis Shammai said it's mekabotum. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Beis Shammai hold the same thing, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, it's also a lie, but since you don't need shchita, so it's mukhan lechel, so it's mekabel tumas oichlem. And that what it's chai is leimal leimoyrit. So Rabbi Yosef Glili and Beis Shammai hold the same shita, and Beis Shammai says this by dogim. Beis Hillel leimrim, now we have two other shita. Beis Hillel leimrim mishaya muso. Beis Hillel disagrees with Beis Shammai by dogim. He holds that name even though it's you could eat it already, theoretically, Mishay Yatsudu, but Al Kaponim, it doesn't cause man it's a chai, it's not mekabel tume. Mishay Yamusu. And Rabbi Kiva Oima, Misho She'en Yecholim Lichyot. A third seal. It's not Yamusu, it's not Yatsudu, Misho She'en Yecholim Lichyot. May Binayu, what is the difference between the Musim Achlekes Rashi and Taisvit? אמר רבי יוחנן, דאג מקרטיו איקה בינאיו. ולסי רשי. זאת רשי, ועוד רבי יוחנן לתמי. מדקום הרבי יוחנן, רבי יוסי הגלילי ובשמי, המתמים דוגים מחיים, אומרו דבר אחד. שמע מינו, רבונו, דמטרי בבן פקועי, Lav mitum the svirlei the toin shchita kerameya. Not we said before. Not because they hold like kerameya in shchita. That is a mekabotum. This amai mitum the toin shchita who in a nami bedogim the lav on the shchita made them tamik beishame. Beheichim mash med Rabbi Yosef Glili the beishame chodeh. I mean it could very well be that from a mosul like beishame. So you see, Pakel, that is the machloikus between. Glili and the Chachomim can a dover chai in the Kabbal Tumah. So Beyesa Glili holds yes, and Beyesa says that's like Beishama. Mishay Yotsudu, the Kivin, the Ein Tunin Shchita, Alei Ein Kemeisen. That means, so it's finished. You don't need a new Pula to be Mafsheret Lachina. Beisilu says, it's Hachayomot. Rabbi Kiva said, Nikarteya. Mefarfel. So, Mefarfel Lefeira means that it's racing. Chidoin Sheyove Boy Tisela. Bain Sampiro. The Sulay Chai Kemrina Meseches Shabbat. That means there's between the sins, there's an area in the goof of the dog that is dry, the size of a cellar. So if a size of a cellar dried up already, then the fish, there's no hope for the fish anymore. Fish are going to die. So that is the svara of Rabbi Kiva. According to Rashi, the Gemara asks, "My binayu, what is the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Eifelu?" And Yechayim Lichi, so the Gemara says, "The Nafkamina will be a dag mekarteya that it ain't Yechayim Lichi." It's a Yavish Kesela, but it's still alive. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's Mekabel Tumen. According to Beisila, it's not Mekabel Tumen. Let's see Taisvis. Taisvis is Chaylik and Rashi. My Binayu Dag Mekarteya. So Taisvis is not the way Rashi says, Lav Bein Rabbi Kiva U Beisila Kaboy. The Shaila is what's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Beisila. The Machlakus and the Purish Fahedye. Dila Beisilu, Dafke Mishaya Musu. According to Beisilu, Dafke Mishaya Musu. And according to Rabbi Kiva, he said, Mishashen Yechayim Lichy. So what's the Mai Binayu? Hello, Bein Beishamay El Rabbi Kiva Koma. Beishamay and Rabbi Kiva, both of them hold that a fish is Mekabel Tume, even though it's still alive. The Tavayu Mechayim Metamu. So the Svar of Beishamay also is it Yotzaydu and Kolamayse. So what's the difference? Yotzaydu is it going to be Mitzvah Mestamay? It's also going to die pretty soon. So what is the Nafkamina? So the Svar says, Mepharish Dikabinayu Dag Mekarteya. You have a fish perished. It's jumping around very strongly. Why? So what's the chiluk of the jumping very strong? So Taisa says, Kiven, the imzerke b'mayimu, yochalichyot. That means if the fish is strength to jump strongly, so that means it still is the hope that if you throw it into the water, it will live. Umakarteya loshin koyach v'chiyus godol. Moishehevi ba'orach medomim yilamdeinu b'pashu ba'loitzchom. V'kivin shu yoyte v'royas haner miyad u'maschul someyach v'oymeid umakarteya. He sees the ner. Know what the Tanchuma is speaking about. The verses that we don't have this Tanchuma. So it jumps and it's the over that means all daigis jump away with Al-Gmigin Kodome Mikateya, that all the daigis jump away from the Leviosa.